This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Team WHL has been announced for the upcoming Subway Super Series in Vancouver and Victoria, November 14th and 15th. We'll have the roster breakdown in moments. The Tri-City Americans are quietly going about their business after a quick start to the season. Head coach Jim Hiller will join us. Plus, the Kamloops Blazers have picked up a third straight Denny's WHL Player of the Week award. This time it's Colin Smith's turn. He'll join us later on. Well, Team WHL announced Thursday the club will take on the Russian Selects in a pair of games to complete the Subway Super Series. The roster consisting of 29 players, Team WHL featuring the five defensemen selected in the top eight of the 2012 NHL draft, including Ryan Murray of the Everett Silvertips, Griffin Reinhardt of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Morgan Riley of Moose Jaw, Matt Dumba from the Red Deer Rebels, and Derek Pouliot from the Portland Winterhawks. Top NHL prospects for the 2013 and 2014 NHL entry drafts will also be featured, including Hunter Shinkarik of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Curtis Lazar of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Ryan Pulock of the Branded Wheat Kings, Eric Comrie of the Tri-City Americans, and Sam Reinhardt of the Kootenay Ice. Meanwhile, Everett Silvertips D-man Ryan Murray, the sole returning player from Team Canada's 2012 bronze medal from the World Junior Championships. The roster also featuring the top three scorers in the league as we speak, J.C. LaPon and Colin Smith of the Kamloops Blazers, and Mitch Holmberg of the Spokane Chiefs. For the complete roster, check out WHL.ca. Well, the Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup all set for Calgary next week. Teams from BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba will compete. The tournament will feature the highest-rated players in the Under-16 age category. The majority of the players participating in the event were selected in the WHL Bantam Draft last June, and many of these top young prospects will play major roles on WHL clubs in the years ahead. And next week on the show, we'll talk to WHL Manager of Player Development and Recruitment, Tyler Bolt, regarding the event.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
After winning 5 of 6 on an East Division road swing, the Tri-City Americans are quietly back on top of a very tough U.S. division. I spoke with Americans head coach Jim Hiller. After really a ho-hum sort of opening 2 weeks to the season, team really caught fire on that Eastern swing. You're on a roll right now. Looking back, was there anything that really sparked the run you're on right now?
Well, you know, John, the opening weekend we were terrible, and we had two home games against, you know, two of our arch rivals, and I think there was a lot of soul searching by everybody. And since that point, you know, because we started 0-2, we played pretty well, and I think really it all came together on that swing. That's, you know, as good as we've played, you know, back to back to back, as we have all season.
Now, you think back of that, was there anything that really sparked that? Was it just the competition out there, or what sort of led to you guys getting some confidence here?
Well, we, you know, our last game before we headed out there, we shut out Everett in Everett, and I thought played a really good game, and that was a road game. So that kind of was a precursor for our trip. So we were coming off a pretty good feeling in that game and a pretty good recipe for success, and it just, you know, it kind of snowballed, and I've gotten terrific goaltending, and that's usually where it starts.
When you talk about the losses, it's easy to see the big three from last season, Brendan Shinneman, Adam Huseman, Patrick Holland, but I think it goes even a little bit deeper than that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I think every player, you know, that played, really, we had great contributions. I think the pairing of Dow and Rickman, of course, Dow is still here, you know, really played a lot of minutes for us. Sam Grist, who's playing up in Kamloops now, was a top four defenseman for us. So those two aren't in our lineup, so the gap is pretty big when you take two top four defensemen out. But we've had younger players come in now and kind of establish themselves, and you know it's going in the right direction.
As well, Eric Comrie, you mentioned your goaltending there. You've handed him the starting role at 17 when you shipped out Ty Rimmer there to Lethbridge. His numbers look good, and you've said he's played well this season?
Oh, he really has, and he did early too. He just, you know, we weren't very good in front of him. But lately we've been better in front of him, and he's just continued his solid play. I can think, you know, of one or two moments in every game out east early in the game where he made, you know, big saves to keep it at 0-0 or keep us up by a goal, or really, really pivotal moments, especially early in a game, and allow us to get our feet under us. So You know, you can't overstate how important that is.
Now, you've seen some teams in the Eastern Division, and you know what they're all about, but that U.S. Division, I look at it again. Could it be the most competitive division again this year, maybe perhaps along with the B.C. Division?
Yeah, you know what, John, it feels like it. I mean, maybe it's not, but probably if you asked anybody in the U.S. Division, they would say it feels like it, because every night we have battles, and it just seems, you know, we know the teams are better. Everett's better this year. Seattle's better, and it doesn't look like Portland and Spokane have fallen off at all. So it's going to be every night in our division. We play a lot of them, as you know, are really tough games.
Great start to the season for you, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
You got it, John, anytime.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left all alone, 1-0 Jets.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in, and not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The WHL, it's your time.
Well, for a third time in a row, a Kamloops Blazer has been named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. This time it's Colin Smith after collecting 10 points in 4 Blazer road wins.
Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Colin Smith. Colin, what's going on? That's 3 in a row now for the Blazers.
Yeah, things are exciting. You know, obviously, JC has had a great start, and so has our, you know, whole line and whole team. So it's just an exciting time here in Kamloops.
You know, 81 points between your line, you mentioned it there, yourself, along with J.C. LaPon and Timmy Bozon. What an incredible start to the season, numbers-wise.
Yeah, I mean, things are going well, I think, numbers-wise, like you said. You know, things are looking all right. But, you know, I think, you know, there's always room for improvement. I think that's the important thing is all three of us trying to get better every day, you know, both individually and together, chemistry-wise. So I think it's just a matter of pushing the envelope, and you know, it's a long season, so you know, we want to keep getting better and you know, peak at the end of the year.
The only undefeated team in the CHL right now as we speak and do this interview, Colin, and that hasn't come easy. There's been some games where you've trailed or been tied in the third period, and this team has just found a way to win.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, any game on any night from anybody is going to be, you know, they're going to give us our best, and we saw that on the road trip, and I think it was just a testament to our character. You know, especially, I'd say, in that Edmonton game, having to, you know, fight through adversity and have a huge shorthanded goal and win in the shootout. So, you know, it hasn't been easy, and I think it's important for us to go through, you know, tests like that to really, you know, push ourselves and see what we have.
Your line, along with Timmy Bozon and J.C. LaPon, is getting a lot of attention around the league right now. For those that haven't seen you three out there, why so successful? How are you generating so much offense?
I think it's just our work ethic, I'd say. You know, we're all, you know, three pretty skilled guys and all have a different component to the line. So I think, you know, I try and make plays and use my vision where, you know, Lippy, he's got a great one-timer and he's got a, you know, chip on his shoulder. And Timmy, you know, he can make plays and he can finish. So, you know, we know that we're getting more attention and guys are going to come harder after us. But that just means we got to work harder and capitalize on the power play.
And just the other day, named to Team WHL in the Subway Series for the games in Vancouver and Victoria. You're a player that's familiar with this program already, but that's always an honor to get that nod.
Yeah, you know, there's so many great players in this league, and you know, it's just an honor to be picked, and I'm going to do my best to show what I got and go from there.
And finally, a lot of excitement around the city of Kamloops right now about this team. We were at a team function there just the other night, and the reception from the Blazer Booster Club and those in attendance was pretty surreal.
You know, it's awesome. I think the fans have waited a long time for something like this, and you know, it's exciting for the, you know, everyone involved, the players, the coaches, management, and the people at Kamloops. So I think it's important for us to use that excitement and build off of it and really push to do something special this year.
Been a special start so far. Colin, congratulations and thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
Hey, that's the show this week. Good luck to the WHL prospects playing in the Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup next weekend in Calgary. I'm John Keene.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.